Welcome back. Building Rural Wealth, and we have the opportunity to visit with Dan Miller and Denise Miller from Milestone Financial. How are you, Dan?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How's it going?
It's going well. Nice to see you.
Absolutely. Here we are on Memorial Day, but I do want to point out, Denise and I are here, but we're not open today.
You're not open today. You're here, but you're not here.
That's right. And there's a reason that you're not seeing my hair on video. So there'll be no short on Facebook about my...
That's right. We just kind of rolled out.
Just kind of rolled out here today to do this.
That's good. Absolutely.
And you're here, too, on Memorial Day.
There you go. It is Memorial Day, so... Day off for many, so that's a good
absolutely
thing,
and a day to remember. You bet. Of course, you know, very important day. All of our veterans and everybody that went before us, we take this time to honor them. And
you
absolutely,
bet. It's an important day, and hopefully people can enjoy it and memorialize. Okay, so last week we talked about taxes, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about taxes a lot.
That's a big deal. You know, like we said, everything we do affects taxes. You can't let taxes make all the decisions, but everything we do does affect your taxes.
Yeah.
So,
So Dan, it's Monday, and I'm here.
There you go.
What happens if I don't show up Monday? So this is it. You have my interest here. So what are we talking about?
All right. Well, what we're going to talk about a little bit is a question that sometimes people find uncomfortable. And that is, what happens to your business if you don't show up on Monday? And not because we have a holiday like we do today, but because something unexpected happens. I mean, we all know that, you know, accidents happen. People get sick. And something takes you out of that day to day. And, you know, a lot of rural businesses out there, you know, they're all very, very dependent on their owner, on one person.
Right.
And, you know, relationships, decisions, operations, oftentimes it all runs through one person. And that can create quite a risk, you know, for people and for businesses. So in this episode today, we're going to talk about understanding what could happen. And do you have a plan in case the inevitable could happen?
Okay.
Does happen.
The scenario most owners avoid is what, Denise?
Well, a business owner is suddenly unavailable due to an unforeseen circumstance. You know,
you can insert that circumstance, whatever it may be.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You know, and you don't ever plan an accident.
Right.
You know, I think that's
well. You don't plan a serious illness.
You don't plan any of that. You don't plan any. You don't plan those things. And well, what happens is, guess what? The phone's still ringing. The employees are still going to show up. The bills are still going to come due. And at the same time, perhaps a spouse, a family member, or a key employee is trying to step in. And we've seen situations where the person doesn't know where the accounts are. They don't understand the cash flow or have relationships with vendors or customers. They don't know the password. They can't log in.
They don't know the processes.
Uh-huh.
You know, and in that case, when they're asked to step in a business into the business and they have no idea what's going on, they don't understand what's happening, your employees are going to start asking, who's in charge?
Mm-hmm.
And your clients are going to say, who's in charge? Who's running this place? You're going to start hearing, do we keep open? What should we do? What happens next? And that kind of uncertainty doesn't stay contained for long. Owners don't avoid thinking about this because they don't care. They avoid it because they're busy and it's not comfortable to consider that you might not be able to be there. But a little preparation can make a big difference in how that situation plays out.
That is almost always the case, is it not? A little preparedness goes a long way.
Absolutely. Sure. And Aaron, you know, I mean, we had a situation right here in our office. I mean, I had a health issue and I know, you know, everybody was a little concerned. And I know Denise and Caleb talked and exactly what are we going to do, you know.
Caleb and I were on the phone quite a bit.
You know, but we're very fortunate just in our situation that we do have Caleb. We do have, you know, Ashley. We do have Marcus. We do have the team, you know, to back up in case something would happen. You know, and it doesn't just run through me. And that didn't happen overnight either.
Yeah.
That took a while to build. But that's one of the risks that especially, you know, small businesses have. So, you know, and especially if you have a family business.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a family business,
And there are a lot of them.
Absolutely. A lot of them. Absolutely. Yeah. And especially out here in rural America, I mean, a lot of family or a lot of businesses start as a family business and maybe they, you know, branch out from there. But, you know, there's kind of three things that every family business needs. And first of all, they need a buy-sell agreement. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have partners, you know, I feel like this is kind of foundational. You know, these agreements define what happens to ownership and provides a path for transition if something does happen. You know, because without it, ownership questions create confusion or even conflict among, you know, the folks left behind. So you need to have that plan, that agreement. You need to have a leadership backup. Just like Denise said, you know, people are going to know who runs this business if the owner's not available or the person that's been running it. You know, and this doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a perfect replacement. You know, it means someone who can step in and stabilize things. Mm-hmm. You know, a key employee, a family member that's involved in the business, maybe an external advisor that can temporarily help guide decisions, you know, until you get your feet under you, until you can figure out exactly what your next steps are going to be. So you need that leadership backup. Mm-hmm. And then also one that's so important to us is documentation. Documentation and visibility. You know, in these situations, information is everything. If something happens to that leader, you know, somebody's going to need to have that information and access to the key accounts, the contacts. You know, that includes your vendors, your customers, your advisors, your processes. Again, being very process-oriented is so important. And then also your financial information and the financial access points. Denise mentioned the passwords.
How do you log in?
How do you log in?
Yeah.
You know,
and this is the other thing, and especially now with two-factor authentication. Where's that two-factor authentication going?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, is it going to a cell phone? Is it going to an email? Where's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's going to that owner's cell phone that's been in an accident or been something, you know, happened, what's the plan to get that information?
Yeah.
You know, so without documentation and processes and a plan, you know, even those simple tasks, just like Denise mentioned, it can get very difficult to keep going.
Because if that person were there, they would log in without
never even thinking about it.
But when you're locked out,
absolutely.
You got a problem.
Absolutely.
All right. And that creates a ripple effect, Denise, across the business, across the family, across employees. So talk to me about that.
Absolutely. You know, on the family side, you not only have the distress of it's not just, you know, a physical distress, but it's also an emotional distress.
Yes.
Because you're really under the gun, and you know there's a lot of financial uncertainty. There are decisions that have to be made under pressure, and on the employee side, people start getting concerned about their job security. There's no direction. It's operationally confusing. You know, how are we operating? And when there's no play, people are left guessing. And the question is, how much confusion would your absence create?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So give me some practical steps here, man. Let's put this all together. What can we do to make sure this doesn't happen?
Well, I will tell you, Aaron, one of the things is processes. Processes, and information. You can't document, and you can't become too organized. I don't think anybody can get too organized, and I don't think you can keep too much documentation. So organize that key information, your accounts, your contacts. Those documents or access to them in one place. You know, somebody's got to know.
And I never really realized this about the two-factor authentication. You might have your little notebook with the website, your account name, you know, your login and your password. But if it's got two-factor authentication on that account and you don't know, if you don't write that down, how can your people, I've got all those passwords wrote down. Well, yeah, you might. But if it's two-factor authentication and you don't know where that code's going, it doesn't matter.
Right. You got a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, prior to things like this happening, you know, you got to be proactive. You need to have that conversation with your spouse, you know, with your key employees and your advisors, you know, and you just got to be prepared. And this is the kind of thing, you know, we all think we're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, all of us, you know, me included, you know, and I think, nothing's ever going to happen to me, but how do you know?
Right.
And so you got to be able to identify a temporary leader. again, like I said, even if it's not permanent, somebody that could step in and help right the ship.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that could step in, right the ship until the remaining people behind and your family or whatever could get their feet under you. Because I want you to think about that, too. I mean, let's look at the worst case scenario. Let's say the owner of the firm is killed in an accident or something. Right. I mean, you're talking about that emotional distress that at a time whenever, you know, you're asking these people, maybe the family members, to try to make decisions, and they're emotionally stressed. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a terrible time for them in their lives.
Yeah.
And like Denise said, you got employees over here that are going, man, do I have a job Monday, right. Tuesday? Right.
Are they going to pay me? Yeah.
Am I going to get paid? I got a mortgage I got to make. And mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a very, so you got to have a plan. Really, you need to review those legal and financial structures as well. Again, as I mentioned, maybe if you got partners, there's got to be a buy-sell agreement. Estate planning, got to have that estate in place. And then just ownership clarity, you know, make sure, again, who owns what and what is the next step. And again, this doesn't need to be perfect, but as yourself, you know, ask yourself which one of these steps you could tackle this month. You know, I guess I challenge the people out there that are small business owners that are listening to us, you know, what is something I could do to help in case something like this happened to me? You know, yeah. What could I do to get one step closer to protecting my business and protecting my employees and my family if something did happen?
Okay. This is good. Like you say, not necessarily comfortable or you don't really want to think about it, but it's certainly important. Wow. Okay, Denise, wrap this up.
It's just never fun to think about that kind of stuff. And it's not, you can't go through life expecting that nothing bad is ever going right. to happen to you.
Because it's going to.
Because it's going to. And, yes. you know, it's about taking care of the people and the business that you've worked hard to build. Preparation is a form of leadership. It helps you to care for your family, your employees, and your community. So sit and think for a second. If something happened, what would you want your family and team to experience? If you don't show up on Monday, you want the people closest to you to have a direction. And that clarity can make a difficult situation just a little more manageable. And if you would like some help thinking through that business continuity, your succession planning, or how everything fits together, we are always happy to have that conversation.
Yeah, and Aaron, I might mention, you know, we have some tools and spreadsheets and things available that, you know, things to utilize to maybe think, at least get you to think about it,
yeah.
you know, and again, we can have that conversation about, you know, what happens if, yeah. the big what if, you know, I mean, so many things in our life is what if. And again, you know, I'm not a believer that you can prepare, you know, I mean, let's be realistic. We cannot sit here and prepare for every single
right.
thing that could happen.
Right.
But I am a believer that you try to prepare for the worst. You know, and in other words, the things that could be catastrophic to your business, to your family, you need to prepare for those as best you can.
Good information. How can people get in touch?
Again, 712-623-5726, or you can go to www.milestonefinancialgroup.com, and you can contact us there on the website. Stop by the office. That's mm-hmm. fine. We'd be happy to.
Not today.
Not today on Memorial Day. You know, today, everybody, I hope you're spending some time with your family and thinking about your loved ones that have gone before and decorating the graves and some things like that today. So
very good. Happy Memorial Day. Nice to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe grill a hamburger too.
Or a hot dog.
Or a steak. There you go. Or a steak. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It is beef month.
That is. Exactly right.
Exactly right. Make it a great day.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.